Welcome back to Money News. You have been hearing today that the Premier of New South Wales, Mike Baird, and also the Deputy Premier, Troy Grant, have said that from July 1 next year, the greyhound racing industry will be closed down. This comes with reports stating that 20% of trainers engage in live baiting and 180 greyhounds a year suffered catastrophic injuries during races, such as skull fractures, broken backs that resulted in their immediate deaths. The greyhound industry has responded, saying it's devastated by this decision to shut down the sport. Right now, Victoria and also Queensland have said they will not shut down their sport. But, of course, questions remain about how long that will last. Let's now go to a greyhound trainer from the Hunter Valley. Ken Cheatham has been in the game for six decades. He's now 80 years old. 60 years he's been racing greyhounds, and he's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Ken.
Beg your pardon?
Many thanks for your time.
Oh, it's all right. I'm pleased to talk to you.
Look, here's the problem. 60 years you've been in this game. The government's now banned it outright. I mean, do you believe there's justification for this?
No, I don't. I cannot believe it. I've been in them since I was 17-year-old and I'm 80, turned 80. Greyhound racing has been great for me, great for my family and everything going. And for them to come out today and say that, we've just had an election lately, and all of the politics and will stand up there and tell you that they're going to do the best for the country, improve employment, make jobs for people, and then you've got this man coming out and saying you're going to shut an industry down that employs an enormous amount of people, not only in the training of dogs, in the TAB of the dogs, for the feeding of dogs, of making food for dogs.
I understand all that, Ken. Tell me about the mistreatment of dogs, because that's what this report shone the light on.
Well, the mistreatment of dogs, I don't mistreat my dogs. Mm-hmm. Most people, nearly everyone in the greyhound game don't. I'll start in the morning, my dogs will let out at 6, they'll be let out at 9, they'll be let out at 10:30 tonight. We had them, the board come around, and we've spent a fortune on kennels, doing what they ask us to do, applied to everything they ask us to do. If they was intending to do this, why let people, and people are only battlers in the game, let us do all our money, spend all our money. There's a man up the road, I say that he has invested now anywhere up to close to $1 million. And spelling kennels, rearing kennels and all that. They can come out and ask you to do things like that, then come out today and tell you they're going to shut the industry down when there's just been an election and they're standing there telling you why that they're going to try to improvement in employing people and getting people back in the workforce.
Tell you what, it's going to be very tough for that whole industry, there's no doubt. We'll take calls after that, after our news as well. Ken Cheatham, greyhound trainer from the Hunter Valley for the last 60 years, now going to be out of business from next year.